Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Hal Bach, And we're talking with Shari Batone, who is the Senior Mobility Manager for the Town of Northampton's Department of Services for the Aging. And at the break, Shari just said one thing that we're going to go to before we go back to the car is a simple transistor radio.
Yes. So I, too, along with Deborah from your earlier guest, was in the city on 9/11, and we all learned a lot from it, including that was a great tip about have sneakers with you.
Right.
Because you never know what kind of shoes you had prepared. But also, I had learned around that time to carry a transistor radio. Just keep it in the desk for an emergency. So if you have to leave, you know, that with, of course, a supply of batteries. So if you have to head out from wherever you are and you're walking, you're going to have information on what to do, where to head, you know, when the phones are opening up, whatever. But yes, so those, if you could just add that to the list of your items to have in case of emergency, a little portable transistor radio. I assume they still sell them.
Well, a pack of batteries and you're covered because the cell phones, where you can get news, will die out after X number of, you know.
Right. And it should be for your emergency kit at home, too.
Right.
Batteries for the flashlights. Or what I did was I went and bought one of those Coleman camper type of lanterns.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Great. Instead of a candle or a small flashlight, that won't light up the room, but a camping lantern will light up your space if your power goes out. So I wanted to continue with some
with
tips.
The car.
Yeah. So we talked about getting, you know, making the decision to stay in or go out, get everything done in advance, get your prescriptions filled, pay your bills, stock up on food, and just plan to be in. If the power's on, if you have Netflix, Amazon Prime, watch some great movies, and just plan to have a fun day in. But if you must go out, because eventually, you know, it clears up a little and you want to go out, your car is then already tuned up. We talked about that. Keep in mind, never warm up your car in a garage, even with an open door. AAA suggests also putting the heat on for the first 2 minutes to eliminate moisture in the air, and it's better for defogging, and then put your defroster on. When you're cleaning off your car, you have to clean off the entire top of the car, even if you have an SUV. So get yourself a long brush with an extendable arm to push everything off, because what happens is that thin layer left on the roof, I'm using hand gestures here, it's radio, freezes and then becomes a projectile to the people, unfortunately, behind you. And in many states, it's actually against the law. There are laws against it. Here, it's in New York State. I'm not sure if there's a specific law, but certainly there's a liability issue if somebody is injured as a result of your negligence. And also clean off the hood of your car, because, you know, not just the roof. Things happen. Either it comes forward or it comes down off the roof when you stop at a light, and now you can't see anything. And then you have to get out of your car in traffic to clear it just to get through that intersection. So just this is all part of preparation. If you have to go out, you're going to need enough time to do this. So go out a half hour before.
Or send your wife or your husband out.
Right.
One or the other.
Well,
Just don't go out.
I'm from Buffalo, so I'm going to do it myself. You pull the car out of the garage, shut the car, the garage door, and then start cleaning off your car. Leave a half hour to do this. And if that gives you time, if you're all snowy and your pants got damp, you can go in and change, and you're not rushed. You have to buckle your seatbelt.
The point is you have to make a plan for this, too.
You have to make a plan.
You got to be work at 9 and you usually leave at 20 to 9.
That's right.
Get out of the house at 8:15 because then, you know, it's a mess and you know what's going to happen.
Right.
So you know how long it takes to clean the car.
Right. So okay, now you're heading out. You're getting on the road. You got to use your seatbelt. It's the law and it could save your life. Most accidents happen close to home. When you're driving, you need to maintain a greater distance between you and other vehicles that you normally would, and reduce your speed. So if you are stopping on cold weather conditions, it's going to take you twice as long to stop on ice that's in very cold conditions than just average, right. You know, ice that's just at like 30 degrees. So just keep in mind, you got to have the right tires on your car. You got to reduce your speed. You got to increase that distance. So skidding is unfortunately happens when you hit that patch. Just brake gently to avoid skidding or going into other lanes. You can ease off your brake and you'll glide a little bit actually. So if you hit hard on your brake, you might fishtail a little. So avoid sudden stops and changing direction quickly. And then, of course, you have your kit. If anything should happen, make sure that you have those hazard triangles, the flares, some abrasive material, lightweight shovel, as we talked about, and the snacks and the water bottle for yourself. People right. have been stranded in their car for hours. A couple years back in the LIE, people were stuck for 6 hours. So it happens. It happens here. It's just not in New York City or on a roadway someplace else. There are pileups, there are snow, you know, they didn't clear quick enough. So make sure that you have food and water kept in the car, something that, you know, isn't going to spoil. And we talked about being seen. If you have a car that is difficult to see others or be seen, then take care of it.
Right.
Make sure that you get yourself one of these bigger rear view mirrors that clips onto your small mirror.
Sure.
You can have, you know, not just your rear camera for backing up, but make sure your mirrors are adjusted so that when you change lanes, you know that it's clear.
Shari for a second. It's almost like Shari is signing. Because you, with your arms up, get the mirror put in. I'm like watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm like a cheerleader
exactly.
over here. Yeah. So my mom had a van, a navy colored van, and she wanted to make sure people could see the van and get out of her
right.
way. So she went and had put on big stripes that look like white stripes around
oh.
the whole van, but they're reflective. So
wow.
that people could look out for her, basically. So, and also, whenever you head out, wear boots with a tread, because wherever you're going, you don't know the conditions in that parking lot or street. You could slip.
Right.
Take advantage of all the grips in your car right inside when you – I'm using hand gestures again. When you open up the car door, reach up. There is usually mm-hmm. a grip for you to hold on to so you could steady yourself as you enter the car as well as when you exit the car to avoid slipping.
And actually, I'm going to just – re-emphasize the boots.
The boots.
Because you're right there at the car. Sometimes you get out of the car
mm-hmm.
but with a flat leather sole.
Yep.
Boom. Because you're not paying attention. You're nice and comfortable. You drove for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're – it's like a – I'm not saying the gripped boot
mm-hmm.
is going to guarantee you're going to fall. But
mm-hmm.
at least – I think sometimes when I wear a boot, it's a heavier boot so you're conscious more versus just a shoe or a sneaker. You know, almost – you're in the mindset that
right.
you have to be a little more careful.
Without
right.
question.
Yeah, and especially for a senior because unfortunately – that fall can go to a broken hip,
mm.
and you hear the stories. And unfortunately, mm. a broken hip in a senior
mm-hmm.
is
it's
not
a
good thing. It's a downward decline 9 out of 10 times, unfortunately.
A couple years back, there was a slick condition in the morning where people stepped out to get their papers, and they went down. And it was the emergency rooms were packed. So it's good. Now, if you're stepping out even just to get your paper, take the garbage from the door to the garage in a covered area, assume any dark patches are black. It's black ice.
That day you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm here to testify.
Oh.
Broken wrist.
Oh, boy.
Black
How
ice
long ago?
Driveway.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Yeah.
The day you're talking about
yeah.
was the day Judy Bosworth got installed for the first time because
uh-huh.
we were going to it.
Uh-huh.
And Steph came out to get the paper, slid,
wow.
and fortunately her hand, she broke her arm, broke her
oh,
wrist.
Goodness.
But the way she fell on the stoop,
uh-huh.
if she was a little bit closer, it would have been her head hitting
oh,
the, and it was, you know, her wrist hit the step
uh-huh.
versus her head. Her head hit the concrete further up. But we got to the emergency room. Hers was early at least. Within an hour and a half, if that's the day, it was a zoo.
Right.
It was, and everybody was a broken wrist or a
right.
broken
right.
something or other.
So here's a little suggestion for you. If you take a pail, any old pail, a sand pail from the beach, a little plastic one, keep some salt by your front door. Put a little shovel in there. Before you step out, throw some out in front of you. You can see if it's ice, if it's starting to melt. Then you know that there's a condition. And also, your first step out won't be a wipeout.
Lesson learned. I do it.
I routinely
throw salt out.
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because it happened to you, and it's a smart thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little precaution. That's all we're talking about today.
What we started doing is the night before, if we know it's not going to snow, the night before.
Yeah.
At night, before we head in, we take a big cup and start salting everything around the cars. So when the kids who run out before us to go to work might slip, then it's all taken care of in the morning. It's starting to melt anything.
Oh, really?
If you put it out at night
in
the morning,
okay.
It's going to be better for it. Yeah. And it's, it pays to take another look. In the morning as well. How are we doing for time?
Good. Yeah, just a few minutes, actually.
Okay.
But this is important.
Yeah. So, and really the right state of mind, being prepared, having, the right, they say that meditation and taking care of yourself is important, but it is very important for not just your state of mind, but your agility, if you practice meditation, yoga, you could actually make you a safer driver. You're flexing your shoulders and your neck to be able to turn and see what's in the next lane. You're able to keep your balance. So when you're stepping out, possibly find yourself on ice, you might be able to regain your balance. You can stay calmer in situations and not rush. And not be hasty and make better decisions and look out, drive slower. So, these things are very important to carry through to our life to stay safe.
Right. Now, actually, we are basically out of time. But what you're touching on, taking it one step further from meditation, yoga, is to be mindful.
Mindful.
And that's it, mindfulness. Because when you get up in the morning, it's pouring rain, you better get an umbrella. If there's snow on the ground, just take one more step of preparedness before you go out. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, just and boots, because if you get stuck and your feet are cold, you can't take a step. I mean, you can, but it just gets worse and worse. So you're going into this weather.
Dig out what you need.
Right.
Get your muckluck boots out and put them by the door for the next day. Being organized. Having forethought. Having a plan.
Terrific. And unfortunately, we're out of time. It's always great when Shari comes by because your information. And, of course, you can call 311 for travel tips because Shari will get you wherever you want to go within the town of North Hempstead. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.